Support for WXXI Digital Media comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Castile, proud sponsor of the WXXI Business Report. Tompkins Bank of Castile is a local community bank providing financial services to Western New York since 1869. More online at bankofcastile.com.
It's time for the WXXI Business Report. Randy Gorman is along, and today starting off with the reason why you may have seen the Goodyear blimp over Rochester yesterday, Randy.
Yes, Scott, a lot of eyes to the sky. First, folks didn't know what was going on, and actually Monroe Muffler Brake, who was behind this, say they really didn't know till the last minute because of the schedule of the blimp when it was going to be over here. They happen to be a very good customer for Goodyear. They sell a lot of Goodyear tires, and this is all about their tire sales. The Rochester-based chain, they began here more than 60 years ago, say that the local stores will be the focus of a pilot rollout in October, a total of 21 Monroe and 10 Mr. Tire service centers that will be rebranded, basically. They'll be renamed Monroe Auto Service and Tire Centers to emphasize the expanding importance of tire sales to their business. Deborah Brundage is a Senior Vice President of Marketing and Merchandising for Monroe. She says the rebranding will start locally and then spread out among the rest of the company's stores over the next several years.
We are launching the pilot here in Rochester, breaking ground in October, and we are really committed to investing in the Rochester community. We have more than 300 employees based here and at our headquarters and within our stores.
And Brundage says tires are a growing part of Monroe's business. Last month, you may remember, Monroe announced it is collaborating with Amazon to provide tire installation services at Monroe's retail tire and automotive centers throughout the eastern U.S. Well, hiring still robust this year in a number of places around the state, as it has been across the country this year. In fact, July for the Rochester Metro, the highest level on record in terms of employment. Another strong month of job gains. The state labor department says the Rochester area saw a gain of 9,400 private sector jobs in July, compared to a year ago. That was the biggest gain of any metro area in the state, except for New York City and Long Island. State labor analyst Tammy Marino says this was a pretty broad-based increase in jobs in this region.
Recent job growth was very broad-based. Most key sectors reported strong over-the-year gains. A large share of that growth was concentrated in construction and healthcare. That's fairly typical for this time of year, especially in the construction industry. The leisure industry also reported some very strong gains in July as well.
Says it is becoming harder for some employers to fill openings right now. You may remember that earlier this month when Kodak reported earnings, they also had to file a notice required because of their overall financial situation, saying the company would have trouble to continue as a going concern if it cannot raise money through the sale of the Flexographic division and refinance certain loans. Well, CEO Jeff Clark had said that Kodak has had a lot of interest from potential buyers for that division, the Flexographic packaging division. Since that initial statement, there is some recent language that Moody's, the financial services company, has used that may be a bit more encouraging. Moody's noting that Kodak has already received several offers for that division, and that net proceeds from the sale are expected to cover the nearly $400 million balance for the loan, which is due a year from now. Moody says if proceeds from the sale of that division are less than the outstanding loan amount, they feel excess cash that Kodak has on hand can be applied to fund the shortfall. Moody says it will continue to monitor closely Kodak's operating performance. And Southwest Airlines expanding offerings from the Greater Rochester International Airport early next year. County Executive Cheryl Linolfo says Southwest will offer for new seasonal nonstop service on certain Saturdays to Fort Myers beginning next February. Southwest will also be using their 737-700 planes, which Chinolfo says will mean more than 400 more nonstop seats that go to Southwest Florida from Rochester. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorbin.